appreciate you taking time to speak with me. Can you first pronounce your name and tell me what your title is?
Yeah, so Dr. Melina Klausnitzer. Klausnitzer is a German last name, so it's pretty complicated to spell, I guess, or to pronounce. I am a faculty member at Harvard Medical School in the Beth Israel Diakoness Medical Center and a visiting professor at MIT.
It's okay if I call you a researcher and call you a doctor? That's okay.
Yeah, perfect. That's perfect.
Now, congratulations on your finding. I asked some friends what their question would be for you, and they said, if we turn off this gene, is there a risk that we're going to turn off for good and we're going to shrivel up and die, or is there a way to regulate?
So it's a good question. It's actually not only one gene, it's two genes. And we are hoping, I mean, the basis for that right now is that we have discovered this pathway, we have to discover this third component in body weight regulation that wasn't known so far. But in terms of a drug, we do not have an actual drug in our hands right now. We are close, but it's still to be determined how it will be delivered and when it's actually going through human trials. But one of our main focuses for the developing the drug is actually that it is, that you can deliver it in a adjustable manner. Because we do have different genetic backgrounds, we do have different environmental situations, we do have different patients with different, body weight or BMI scales. So it is important that we develop a drug that is actually adjustable to the specific situation.
Explain to me, as if I'm an intelligent eighth grader, exactly what you did. What did you discover and what happened? Because remember, we're talking to people here in Alabama and Arizona. We're not talking to clever Germans. We're talking to Americans.
Oh, no, no. Oh my God. No. So it is, I think the best way to describe is that, obesity has been traditionally seen as a result of energy intake in form of food, right, and in energy output in form of exercise. Both are processes that are being controlled by the brain, and that seems to be, so far people would assume that you're responsible for your own body weight gain by, like, eating less and exercising more. So our finds a genetically determined new third pathway that is independent of the brain. It's actually happening in the adipose tissue. It is non-controllable. It is determined by genetics, and it basically defines if a person is a burner or a storer of energy. So in the moment you have the specific genetic risk variant, you would be a storer of energy. So everything that, you would eat is basically accumulated in form of fat. For non-risk eaters, that's completely different. They seem to burn a lot of that energy that they basically have as an intake every day by food. So that's a pretty major finding, because it adds to the equation of obesity that we have. We thought it is, the dogma of body weight regulation so far.
Am I to understand that this is a, is this an on-off switch? This is a, I understand that as a genetic thing, 1-0, either it's a black or white, or are there certain gradations of this gene that are regulating, for example, my weight?
There's definitely degradations, definitely. So it is, those two genes that we found are regulated based on different regulatory regions in the genome. Which means that in terms of therapeutical development, there is the possibility to switch on and off, let's say, little small knobs in the pathway to have a certain level of a switch on or a switch off. So it is adjustable. The same is happening in human genetics, actually. So it's not a factor that we would try for example, for drug development, to switch on 100% the expression level of the gene or to switch it completely off. That would be pretty detrimental. So it's definitely going to be an effect that we are trying to achieve, which would be a certain percentage of the expression level that the gene actually has in the cell.
Why is this so significant?
The finding, you mean, or the study, or the gene?
The finding.
The finding. So the finding is so significant because, as mentioned before, obesity, you know, in the moment you could only, or people have to realize they can only control body weight by food intake and exercise, everything controlled by the brain. It is pretty difficult for patients to, especially for patients that are suffering from real severe obesity, to kind of, you know, go find a better way with it. And so far in drug development, it has been very hard and time-consuming to kind of come to a conclusion what kind of a drug might work. It has been a very difficult enterprise. And we do think that the reason for that is that so far a lot of research has focused on the brain, and that we had discovered a new pathway independent of the brain in adipose tissue that adds a third factor in this whole equation that can be targeted by a drug, hopefully pretty soon, and that you know, can be applied and help patients that do suffer from gaining weight from you know, energy food that they do intake and principally all the time. So the impact, the societal impact, is pretty big. If I would say, like, you know, there's $200 billion of dollars that are spent for obesity-related diseases in the United States, and if we are only able to target 10% of morbidly obese people with the drug that we are trying to develop, it would be a real societal impact in regards to those individuals who are prone for cancer development, hypertension, heart diseases, all those nasty things that go along with obesity.
This is going to affect the morbidly obese, or just any of us? Like, I mean, I'm weighing in at about 185, and my BMI says I should be 173 pounds, not kilograms, thankfully. Is this the sort of thing that's just for the morbidly obese, or is it for anybody? Like, my mom would always complain, I'm sure my aunt also, that I'm too fat.
No. So that's definitely
too fat.
Okay. I understand. So I brought in the morbidly obese patients here because it's you know, me working at a hospital, I'm surrounded by patients all the time, and I would be just delighted to be able to like as a very end result help those patients. But still, you're completely right. This pathway is actually active in all human beings, be it a riskily carrier or a non-riskily carrier. It can be manipulated independent of the BMI, which means the weight, or the adjusted weight that the individual has. So a potential drug might have an impact on actually everybody, yeah. But we are obviously focusing at the beginning on patients that are severely obese and that need help.
I can see, like, the moral hazard element of this. People say, oh, I don't need to exercise or sleep or eat
exactly
right. I can just take a pill and I can get my weight down.
Exactly. So this is why I'm very, very careful in interviews, because our pathways and the directions we go right now speak for the fact that it's actually working in everybody. But I am, my initial background is medicine before I went into computer science and biology. And I am, you know, really hoping that still the dogma stays that we have to eat healthy, that we do have to do exercise. And it might be a way of understanding why certain people do not have the ability to control their body weight independent of what they eat and how much they exercise. So this would be kind of the group of patients I would, suggest and hope that a drug is actually deliverable at a certain point.
You found two genes. Is that to the exclusion of any others? We don't know if there might be some other genes, or there's so many in the human genome. I mean, do we know that these two are the only ones that do it, or we know that this is a cause and effect of these two, but there might be some more unknowns out there.
Right, that's a beautiful question. So definitely, we do actually know that there is more genes that predispose to obesity. There is fact that a lot of those genes are highly expressed in the brain, so a lot of them seem to, again, target the pathways that are controlling satiety and energy consumption and energy expenditure, everything through the brain. This FTO story is pretty unique in the sense that it could discover a brain-independent way, which offers the possibility of target exactly that tissue and try to have an effect independent of the, satiety regulation, for example, which is, in terms of a drug, it is really, really difficult to develop a drug that can be targeted in the brain, and it's dangerous as well. So we are hoping that adipose tissue is an easier target, which in that sense, our two genes are very unique among all genes that predispose to obesity, but definitely there is a bunch of genes that has been involved in the last 7 to 8 years in, genetic predisposition to obesity.
So you found one pathway. There could be others.
We know that there's others, correct, yeah. And we know that there's other pathways that are not identified so far, but we are very sure through a lot of different analyses that are written in our paper that this is one of the major pathways that genetically determines obesity.
Thank you for that clarification. So no running out to buy gallons of Häagen-Dazs to celebrate. I mean, not you. You can do whatever you want, but I mean for the rest of us out here in the world. We can't all go running to the store to pick out and hope that we can take this drug in the morning after and feel better.
Yeah. Better. Right, yeah. I mean, again, our major goal is help patients that are suffering from the fact that based on their genetic background, they are not able to handle their body weight. And beyond that, there's certainly a big, as one of the stories nicely wrote, we have a big Thanksgiving dinner, and after that we want to take a pill that basically, doesn't make you feel that you did a big mistake. But we are not, we are quite certain that this drug, if it's in the moment it will be developed, that it's actually working. But it's all about, when physicians will prescribe it and for what kind of conditions it will be used at the very end.
I'm glad to hear that. And on a personal level, I've been to a bariatric nursing home. I have a friend who was there at one point, and I've seen those folks, and I'm sure this will be a lifesaver for them.
Yeah,
Just things that most people don't see that are unimaginable.
Right, yeah.
That's where you work now. You work in a bariatric hospital?
I work at the Beth Israel Diakoness Medical Center from Harvard Medical School in the gerontology division, which means that we have all kinds of patients with heavy disease outcomes like cancer and, Alzheimer's as well, and type 2 diabetes especially. And the major risk factors of all of those diseases is actually obesity. So it's a unifying factor, and we would love to contribute to, the development of some kind of a drug that makes those people, being able to lose weight and to actually have a certain weight that would diminish the risk and improve the patient's outcome. That would be the best.
Well, I promised I would only take up 5 minutes of your time, and I've taken about 10, 15 minutes. I appreciate you having patience with me to answer all my questions. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
What I'm going to try and do and narrow this down to 35 seconds, believe it or not, just the bare facts, and then I file that with the folks in New York, Fox News Radio, and then they distribute it to our 1,000 affiliate stations, and they play it when they like, and we play it on the network. I also post the story on my website. I may very well post our conversation because that, I mean, I don't get many visitors to my website, but I think it might, if it does attract some attention, people might want to hear what you said. And then I'll send you a link to that.
That would be great. Yeah, just send me a link. We have a lot of the senior awesome and all the scholars and I, we have a big Twitter network and Facebook network, and we do have a big press coverage already around the globe. So it would be highly appreciated if you could send a link and we just add that to that to increase the attention.
Certainly would. Certainly would. But I post it on my personal website. It's difficult to get to catch the radio broadcast. That's why I do that.
Right, I see. Okay, great. Yeah,
but,
that's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. And I hope everything works out. It sounds like it's working out well already.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye.